And he's thinking, what do I do about these who glory? I guess I got to tell people, I qualify. I've had visions. I've been in prison. In fact, those are the things he would rather take pleasure in, is the imprisonments. If I was going to glory, he's saying, I'd like to glory. I think he's saying, are they, you know, back in verse 23 of the previous chapters, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I am more. Right? But then in the other one, you know, I in labors, I am more abundant. Now he's getting towards things that he would rather glory in. I don't want to glory in my works. In stripes? What about stripes, though? He's starting, you know, they were ministers of Christ doing many wonderful works. You know, when they come before Jesus on Judgment Day and they say, Lord, Lord, have we not done in your name many wonderful works? They talk about casting out devils, prophesied, done many wonderful works, but they talk about, Lord, we received stripes in your name. Lord, we've been beaten in your name. Lord, we were in peril of robbers, peril of waters, peril of the heathen, peril of the wilderness, perils of the sea. We were in trouble. Now, look what we did. And you see in verses 25 and 24 or 26 of the previous chapter, the things Paul thought were really glorious are kind of come out right in the middle of his speech. All the troubles he went in through. All the things, you know, it's like, you follow that minister, that minister's in jail. You know, like, let's say, if your preacher's in jail, it's pretty inglorious. But he's saying those are the things I would like to glory in. Necessity, persecutions, distresses. Not, the Lord has made me a wealthy man. Sorry, the South. I apologize. Someday I'm going to get that out. The Lord has made me a wealthy man. How about that? I don't do a very good, you know, it's so easy to pick on the Southerners because their accent is so beautiful and easy to imitate. And I have trouble with the East Coast accents. And I probably sound stupid trying. So I won't. I don't want to try anybody's accent. Because I've got plenty of wicked people up north here. We've got plenty of false ministers of Christ running around, glorying in their giant churches, glorying in their giant paychecks, in their shiny suits, glorying in their huge flocks, and in their television ministry, their radio ministry, all the labors of their hands. But what thing have they suffered? And that's because when he is weak, then he is strong. When he is weak in his flesh, God steps in with strength from above. Or it provides a great opportunity. And I've seen it. And I've had very weak moments where I began to feel like I couldn't go on. And the power of God would enter into me and strengthen me. And that suddenly I knew it was God who'd come to me and renewed my strength. You know, and if I had never felt that weakness, I wouldn't have recognized God strengthening me. You know, when I feel strong, right? I don't think God is strengthening me. Though he always is. But then when I am weak and he comes to me and refreshes me, I realize, I'm strong because he is with me. I'm strong because God favors me. His favor and his grace is enough for me to do all things and for me to be victorious and conquer in Jesus' name. Verse 11, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Paul's not too happy about this glorying, really, in saying these things he said. Whether, you know, he's not too happy. He's like, I'm had to become a fool. Because it's a fool that talks about things like this. Right? He said, I have had to become a fool. As if these things matter. Oh, the big experience I had. Let me tell you. Ho, ho, ho. I had a vision. But I can't tell you about it. I ought to have, you should have been saying good things about me. I shouldn't have had to come and say things about myself. For in nothing am I behind the very, I'm not behind the very chiefest super duper apostles. Whoever these people are troubling you. I'm the apostle. I'm trying to figure of a name that isn't, because you say apostle, you immediately associate the name of an apostle. I was trying to find a name that I wouldn't associate with. The Apostle Dave is here, you know. Verse 12, truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what it is wherein ye were inferior to other churches? What is it? Except that it be I myself was not burdensome to you. Forgive me this wrong. This is sort of a bit of an ironic thing to say, because what he's saying is like, you know, I wrought the signs of an apostle, you know, wonders, signs, mighty deeds. So what is it that I didn't do for you that I did for other churches? Oh, yeah, I didn't charge. Not that Paul went around saying, okay, I'm an apostle, take your tickets, please. No, but what he's saying is, you know, I didn't come in. The word burdensome is a little bit of a hyperbole. You know, what he means is that he was staying with people, not paying rent, probably. Being fed by people, not paying for it, you know. So they took care of his. And when he would come, he would stay with people. I mean, Jesus said to do this. He says, when you go into a city, find out who is worthy and stay with them. There's nothing wrong with him, you know, with